They wait, because that's all their lives have become. Here, they're queuing for charity clothing, anything to fight the early winter chill. But ultimately, they're waiting for an opportunity. If and when that comes, it might kill them. Gizan from Sudan heard about the 27 people who died in the channel this week. It hasn't put him off.
When you died and you're doing something, that's good, it's better, you know. But you died and you're sleeping, this is bad, you know. So we die and we try. We think that's good, you know.
So it's better to die trying?
Yeah, it's better to die. You run behind your dream.
They're trapped. No European country wants them, and they know it.
Until we are dying or we are get to our destiny.
Those are the only options.
Just do it, their shoes tell them. Easy to say. French police have stepped up beach patrols recently. Storms have made this a treacherous time to attempt a crossing, assuming you can afford the $3,300 smugglers are charging, and the inflatable dinghies they use are small and vulnerable. Refugee charities are calling on governments to make legal options for migrants and asylum seekers easier.
And what we need is a better asylum system. It's not fit for purpose at the moment. And we call for something that doesn't force people to risk their lives in a boat across the channel.
On Sunday, ministers from France, Germany, Belgium and the Netherlands and European Commission diplomats met to discuss the crisis. They pledged more unified policing and the use of EU resources, like an EU border agency plane to patrol France's coastline. But the UK was absent, disinvited by France after Boris Johnson angered Emmanuel Macron by tweeting a letter he'd written to the French president containing previously rejected policy suggestions.
This joint work meeting can only be done in a serious way and without being hostage to domestic politics. President Macron said several times this week that the relationship with Britain must be a relationship of equals. We are not auxiliaries of Britain.
This issue has always been one that requires cooperation between France and the United Kingdom, and right now that is failing. Yes, British politicians like to blame France to distract from domestic problems, but with French presidential elections approaching, the UK's isn't the only government playing to the home crowd by throwing insults across the channel. Meanwhile, desperate people are shivering in the cold and drowning in the sea. Rory Challens, Al Jazeera, Calais.